National School Boards Association promises Congress independent comprehensive review of domestic terrorist letter to Biden. By Brecken F. Teese on March 9, 2022. The National School Boards Association, NSBA, has launched an independent comprehensive review of the circumstances around their September 2021 letter to President Joe Biden asking to use federal resources to investigate concerned parents as domestic terrorists. The now infamous letter prompted Attorney General Merrick Garland to activate the FBI to use counterterrorism tools to track parents who disagreed with critical race theory indoctrination, gender theory, and draconian coronavirus protocols and who shared their concerns at school board meetings. Mounting evidence shows that the NSBA and the Biden administration colluded on the letter, a move House Judiciary Committee ranking member Representative Jim Jordan, RO, has described as developing a pretext for invoking federal law enforcement to intimidate and silence parents. The sentiments shared in the letter do not represent the views or position of NSBA towards parents, and directly contradict our core commitment to parent engagement. We sent the wrong message, and we have apologized. NSBA Executive Director and CEO Dr. John Heim told Breitbart News in a statement. The review is being conducted by Philip Kako, an attorney and the former chief administrative officer of the U.S. House of Representatives under two different speakers, and the law firm Michael Best and Friedrich, Heim's statement continued, explaining that the findings of the investigation will be shared with Congress. The review will seek to address as many questions as possible, and NSBA will share the findings with their members in the Hill as quickly as possible. We take this matter seriously and will continue to take appropriate action. According to a memo regarding the NSBA's investigation, it will include a review of all relevant policies and procedures relating to the creation, review, approval and distribution of the September 2021 letter, as well as the review of possible coordination with outside parties. Emphasis added. Republican members of Congress have been seeking answers from both NSBA personnel and federal officials regarding the letter, but attempts to subpoena have been blocked by Democrats who hold the majority. Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Teese.